I'm visiting with Marty Wolski with Meredith Agromedia. And first of all, Marty, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
Thank you, Chuck. I oversee sales and marketing for Meredith Agromedia Brands. Meredith Agromedia are the brands that serve families and who make farming and ranching their business. And so we publish brands such as Successful Farming, Agriculture.com, Living the Country Life. Those are some of the brands that fall under the Agromedia umbrella. And so I oversee sales and marketing for us for all of those brands.
Well, thank you very much for your support of NAMA as a sustaining sponsor. And let's just move on a little bit and talk about Meredith a little bit more, about the company and about those types of products and services that you're providing to your subscribers, maybe listeners, whatever it is. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we talk about our brands serving families who make farming and ranching their business. So what that means is we provide information and entertainment across all communication platforms. So whether it's print, it's digital, it's audio, it's social, we provide content across all of those platforms. And really it's the content that allows those families who do make this their business. It allows them to save time, make money, and grow their satisfaction in the farming business.
So let's talk about a very current topic, and that's the situation that we're in that has led NAMA to make the AgriMarketing Conference virtual. Are there ways that your company has helped customers during this time? You know, we've also had, of course, a market situation in agriculture that's been challenging before we even had the virus.
We have, and again, thank you for asking. It allows us to talk about some of the things we don't normally stand up and take a lot of credit for, but we've been doing a number of things. There are probably three things that I'll touch on. You know, just for a bit of background, Meredith is the only brand that is a true farm-to-table communication brand. You know, we started on the ground with Successful Farming, and then we continue on through the rest of the value chain, through other brands like People Magazine, All Recipes, Better Homes and Gardens, Eating Well, Food and Wine, other types of brands that reach the consumer. We've got about 180 million consumers that we reach with our products and talking specifically about food. And it all starts with what we do with Successful Farming and at the farm level. And so a couple of different ways that we've been helping customers through this is first and foremost, every Tuesday we put out a product called the Real-Time Trends, and we distribute that to all of our marketing partners. And Real-Time Trends really, it provides some insight as what's going on in the farm. Early in the pandemic, we noticed that, you know, farmers were consuming all things COVID-related, just like everybody else. It was just that was all the content that we were seeing that was being consumed. One, two, three, four, and five top stories would be those related to COVID. But after a couple of weeks, you know, farmers started turning their attention back to the business of farming, you know, planting and markets and trade and those sorts of things. And that's what they're interested in today. But they're also interested in some things that are fun. You know, they're tired of all of the news that the bad news that COVID has brought and this challenging environment has brought for all of us in ag business, you know, so they're turning to us for things like stories about tractor sales and fun family memories and those kinds of things. So we package those up and help marketers, you know, realize that these are the kinds of things that are affecting farmers and you know, give them better insight into really what's going on in the mind of the farmer. Next, we look to the consumer side of our business to provide some additional insight around food for our customers. You know, the connection between the consumer and their sources of food is greater now than it ever has been, and our marketing partners, they understand that. They understand that it's a very complex selling world in agriculture today. They sell products that make farmers more productive, but at the same time, our marketing partners need to communicate to the consumer that the products that they're selling farmers that make the food is allowing those farmers to make that food more safely, more sustainably sourced. And so we use all of our food trends and analytics to compile all of these kinds of trends to help our marketing partners navigate through this, you know, highly complex world that has become the food value chain. And then lastly, on a broader scale, Meredith has made several multi-million-dollar contributions to causes that are directly related to COVID-19 relief. For example, the American Red Cross is one of those that Meredith has partnered with. And these efforts are going directly to ease the suffering of people that are affected by this pandemic. So we try and help our partners. We try and help our subscribers, our audiences, and we try and help just the general public as best we can in this unusual situation.
Well, we talked or mentioned the Agri-Marketing Conference. It's going to be virtual, and a lot of times this is an opportunity for companies to talk about some of the new things that they're doing or planning to do. Is there anything that would be kind of like a message that you were planning or would plan to announce or talk about with agri-marketers when we get to this conference, even virtually?
You know, our message was what we were planning on was just really talk about our overall support for NAMA. A lot of people might not know that Successful Farming, Meredith AgriMedia, but Successful Farming was one of the seven original founding members of NAMA. You know, we believed in the mission that that NAMA had from the very beginning, and we've supported it every day since then. You know, NAMA gives those of us that are in the ag business a place for professional development and training that has helped all of us grow and advance our careers. So that would have been, you know, one of the things we would have celebrated in person. And the other thing, of course, is the support that NAMA has for the students. You know, the fact that NAMA gives students an opportunity to put academic principles into practical application is really unlike anything else that's going on in the industry. And it really allows us to get a chance to grow ourselves professionally and, again, help, you know, support the next generation of agri-marketers. So those would have been the things that we would have been looking forward to celebrating this year at the NAMA convention if we'd had the opportunity to meet with everybody.
Well, you kind of partially answered this, but why do you go to the agri-marketing conference itself?
You know, our salespeople are not advertising salespeople. They're marketing consultants. And, you know, we give advice to customers that that is based on sound marketing principles and based in data. We look to be professional, and NAMA gives us the opportunity to sharpen those professional skills and allows us to continue on our pursuit of being professional marketing consultants. But just overall being part of NAMA, you know, we're active in local chapters, and we find opportunities to participate both you know at the national level, but certainly in local chapters, and really gives us the chance to, like I said, become more professional marketers at this profession that we've all chosen.
What would you say to other companies about becoming a NAMA sponsor?
That's a great question. It's pretty simple. There's certainly value, and I've talked about it, in the programming and networking. But if you really want to be get the most out of your NAMA experience and participation, you should really consider becoming a sponsor and elevating your commitment to the organization. You know, getting involved in an active committee, taking on a leadership role, it goes back to what I said earlier. It allows us to take what's learned, you know, academically and put it into practice and make it practical. You know, NAMA gives us the continuing education, but it also gives us the opportunity to take that education and put it into practice and learn from one another. And I think that's what I would offer to anybody that's not an active participant in NAMA is look at the value that comes in being a much more active participant.
So before we close, is there anything else you might want to add that we haven't touched on?
I think I would like to close just by saying that on behalf of everybody here at Meredith AgriMedia, we want to just thank NAMA. We want to thank NAMA membership. We want to thank NAMA leadership for the steadfast commitment that they've made. This has certainly been a challenging time for the organization, having to essentially plan three different national conventions in 1 year. It just goes back to what we believed in as one of the seven founding members of the organization, and that's that we thoroughly believe in the commitment to ongoing professionalism and development, and we couldn't be more pleased to be a partner in continuing what the fine work this organization has set out to do over the years.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marty, for those comments, and we really appreciate Meredith AgriMedia for their sponsorship of NAMA.